AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Criticism of a controversial Indiana law is being heard from across the country. Washington State Governor Jay Inslee is imposing an administration-wide ban on state-funded travel to Indiana after the passage of a new law that critics, such as Sarah Warbelow of the Human Rights Campaign, say discriminates.
People will be able to use their religious beliefs as a defense if they're sued for discrimination by another individual.
Lawyers for the Boston Marathon bomber have started their case by trying to show that his older brother was the driving force behind the 2013 terror attack. AP correspondent Denise Lavoie reports one of the defense's first witnesses was a cell site analyst.
This witness testified that Jahar Tsarnaev's phone was pinging in southern Massachusetts at a time when pressure cookers and BBs were being bought in northern Massachusetts and in New Hampshire stores. The defense trying to show that his brother Tamerlan is the one who bought those bomb components, not him.
Twin bombs filled with BBs and shrapnel exploded near the marathon's finish line. A positive ID has been made in last week's New York City building explosion.
The body of one man pulled from the rubble of a building that exploded Thursday in Manhattan's East Village was formally identified as that of 23-year-old Nicholas Figueroa. A recent college graduate who worked across town at a bowling alley, Figueroa was on a date with a co-worker at the sushi restaurant torn apart by the blast. The body of a second man was taken from the rubble. Restaurant worker Moises Lokan was listed as missing after the explosion. Investigators are getting close to reaching the basement of the restaurant where the explosion started, apparently from a gas leak. Four buildings were leveled by the explosion and fire. Warren Levinson, New York.
Differences persist on this deadline day for Iran nuclear talks being held in Switzerland. The deadline to conclude a framework accord is midnight local time, 6 p.m. Eastern. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Rodham Clinton has claimed she exclusively used a personal email address on a homebrew server so she could carry a single device. But documents obtained by the Associated Press show that Clinton emailed her staff on an iPad as well as a BlackBerry while she was Secretary of State. There's a deal between GNC and the Office of New York's Attorney General over the company's Herbal Plus products. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the state shouldn't have to regulate supplement makers by threatening to sue them.
I am sorry that we have to come in and work out an agreement with a private company and bring third-party validators in order to ensure that consumers are protected from fraud and possibly dangerous allergens or products that are contraindicated for them. But this is what we have to do in the absence of a coherent and effective regulatory scheme.
Company accused of selling store-brand herbal supplement products that either couldn't be verified to contain the labeled substance or were found to contain ingredients not listed on the labels. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.